You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin. My co-host is Brian Thompson. And today our guest is Dr. Karen Drummond from Drummond Chiropractic. And we are talking about, she has three books out now. And one that will be coming out at the end of the year, and they are all about your health, basically. I mean, it's combating headaches, combating the effects of sitting, which we all know is the silent killer. Everybody needs to...
Yeah, they're calling it the new smoking.
Are they really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Yeah. People sit way too much.
It's like, I smoke way too much.
Well, and I think, like, the insurgence of all of these, the Fitbits and the Garmins and things like that, that help people to just remember to get up and move.
Yeah, because what they're finding out now is even if you exercise three times a week for an hour, that doesn't undo the effects of sitting.
Right.
Because it just takes 20 minutes for your joints to gel, and slouching combats that, or makes it a lot worse. So the point is you need to get up every hour and stretch every 20 minutes just to feed your joints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because one of the things I've noticed on one of my apps is that I'm supposed to get up and move at least 250 steps every hour.
Every hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it gives you a little, you know, red dots.
Yeah.
Right.
And prizes that way.
Yeah, and most people understand that sitting, of course, is bad for your back and for your neck and cause headaches. Mm-hmm. But what they don't necessarily understand is it actually increases your risk of things like even cancer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well,
tell me about this, Karen.
We don't really know why, because we were thinking, well, maybe the pressure of the tissues, like prostate cancer goes up a lot if you sit too much, and that makes sense because you're actually increasing the pressure, so that slows the blood flow, which brings nutrients in, and it limits the drainage out. But they're also finding increased risk of things like breast cancer, and that one's harder to explain.
Yeah.
But I think it's just because movement is life, and if you're not moving, then things aren't flowing, and so things get... you know, festering in the tissues. So movement is critical throughout the day.
And I recently heard something that kind of goes with that, it was about Alzheimer's. And they were saying that the one thing that they have seen that can affect the outcome of Alzheimer's is exercise. And being in, especially if you find out early on, if you find out that in your, you know, 40s and 50s, that you have pre-diagnosis for Alzheimer's, if you start exercising and exercising regularly, meaning 45 minutes to an hour
daily, but throughout the day,
exactly, you can, your tremors are less and things like that. And so, I highly recommend.
If you could make a pill that did the same thing as exercise, it'd be worth $1 billion.
Yeah. But we don't want a pill.
$1 trillion.
That's the problem. We have too many pills that are creating people to be lethargic. And, you know, back 100 years ago, people had to farm and they had to walk places or ride bikes places. There weren't gardening.
Yeah.
The convenience was not around. And we are a convenient society.
Oh. Right.
You know, we eat at big fast food restaurants, and we go home and we watch our TVs with lots and lots of movies and TV shows. And
well, diseases that we used to call old age issues, kids are starting to get
now
because they sit on the school bus, they sit in class all day, they sit in the school bus, they sit and eat their dinner, and they sit and play their video games.
Right.
So it only takes 7 years of that, and they start getting degenerative joint disease and other things that we used to call degenerative from age. But it's not age, it's time that you haven't been well to your body.
So I'm assuming that when you see a client, they may come in because their back is out, quote unquote.
Right.
Yeah. I have an issue. I'm hurting. My neck hurts. My back hurts. And you probably, you know, x-rays and all that stuff and look at them and figure out what it is. And they probably do have an issue, but I'm sure you talk to them about. So let's talk about how you're eating.
Life. Yeah.
And how often do you move? And
exactly.
Because a lot of times, and I know I've seen chiropractors over the years. And one of the things they'll tell you is that, you know, I can fix you right now and you'll feel better in 5 minutes because I'll fix
but
that
to hold
adjustment.
It.
But your body gets used to being in the bad place. And you have to be able to, you might have to come back a few times and even on a regular basis to keep that spine aligned and to keep yourself feeling healthy.
And if you change your lifestyle, you're going to change how you feel. So I try to empower people to learn how to do what they need to do for their specific condition to be well.
That's awesome. See, and that makes, I mean, I love that so many doctors want to give a pill.
Right.
And it's not about the medicine. Sometimes it's about the medicine.
Oh, of course.
Obviously, there are.
Right.
There
like are if you're things. Diabetic, yeah. you need your insulin.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. But there are a lot of ways to do that. And I think you're right. A lot of people think that chiropractors and natural healers are quacks,
right.
like you said. But
yeah. And well, I think some of that comes from, too, is especially from our history, you know, the chiropractors are saying, oh, we can fix anything and everything. Well, there is some limits to the human body. But what's really fascinating is, like, if someone comes in because their back is out, the cool thing is once I've, you know, loosened up their back, all of a sudden, if they had irritable bowel, for example, that can normalize. Or I've had women who thought they couldn't have kids, and after their adjustments, they got pregnant. Now, it could be coincidence of time, but I see this a lot. And I would never say, oh, yeah, if you're infertile, I'll make you fertile. but if there's a mechanical problem and that's part of the reason, I just love that our side effects tend to be beneficial.
Right.
Absolutely.
Unlike medicine, which tends to be not so much.
Well, and there have been times I know that I've had like a sinus infection or something like that, and I've gone to a chiropractor.
Right.
For just a regular adjustment, and suddenly my nose drains.
Yeah. Exactly.
I can breathe again. It's like, well, how'd that work?
Exactly.
Doesn't matter. It worked.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's good for people to explore. You have to take an active role in your own healthcare.
Exactly.
I mean, it's so easy to go to a doctor. I mean, I've gone through this whole journey myself in the last 5 years. You know, a doctor just wants to give you a pill. I'm like, I don't want to take pills.
Right.
So I explored some other avenues, and it was life-changing.
Awesome.
It really was. I mean,
I remember talking about it.
Yeah, I went through some allergy testing even, and I found out I was allergic to peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
I eliminated it from my diet, and it was amazing the side effects that I was having from the amount of peanut butter that I eat. I still love peanut butter, but
well, we'll have to talk after. I've got something about that. Yeah. I mean, I'll write a book about that too.
Exactly. I mean, still, if I hadn't done that, I would still be taking this medicine that it helped the first week, and then there was no other benefit.
Well, that's the problem with medicine, is that if it's not solving the problem, it's going to get less and less effective over time because your body will just acclimate to that medicine. Mm-hmm. So then you have to up the dose, and then you start get more side effects, and it's just a vicious cycle.
Well, and you know, I have a daughter that was at 4 years old was on an adult dose of an antibiotic because she continued to get strep throat.
Oh, okay.
And you know, at that time, I really didn't think, oh, maybe I should have taken her to someone like a chiropractor or something like that to talk more about that. But she had to learn how to swallow pills at 4 years old because the liquid that they would give her wouldn't take care of the infection. Wow. She ended up finally getting her tonsils out, which actually was the problem, I think. Some defective ones. and she hasn't had strep since. But, I mean, it was one of those things that you never want your kids, especially.
Right.
And I was never one of those moms. Like you said, your mom thought she was being a great mom by going to the doctor.
Right.
I was never. I was like, you know, get better. You'll get better. Let's give it a couple of days and we'll see how it goes. So my kids don't go to the doctor very often either. They don't want medicine. It's not something they've been grown up with.
Right.
So. But yeah, that's interesting. So, well, I want to make sure we only have a minute or two left. So I want to make sure to talk about the titles of your books again and where people can get them.
Right. The best place is Amazon. If you go to Amazon and if you go in the search section and you type in my name, it's K-A-R-I-N and then Drummond. And my book should come up. And if you want one of my specific books, just add headache or slouching or sitting and my books will come up. And more books will be coming. I also have an irritable bowel book coming out. And my Whiplash book, of course, is going to be the last one at the end of the year. And then I have so many. I've got a dozen books on the works. It's crazy. It's like the dam has been broken. It's like flooding out of me now. I have an encyclopedia in my brain, and it's all coming out.
Well, and if they want to consult with you, you are local in Bloomington.
Yep.
You have a practice on the east side, and they can just call. Do you have a number there that they can call?
It's 812-336-2423.
And I assume you have a website?
Yeah, it's drummondchiropractic.com.
Because you have a practice with your husband.
Yes.
They're both chiropractors.
Yeah. I had to marry a chiropractor because he'll be good for that at least forever. It's awesome.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much for being here today, Karen.
Thank you for having me. This has been great.
Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website or the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.